This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Our next guest is Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton from Victoria Police. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm well, thanks.
That's yourself? Good. Oh, look, pretty good, pretty good. Look, one of the questions, and look, thanks for your time. I realise you know, all of you are pretty pressed at the moment, so I appreciate the time. The first question, and Tass has sort of got a follow-up one on this, is I'm interested the impact that this is having on your members that are out and about there doing their normal job, but also this additional role of enforcing, you know, the lockdown and the social distancing rules. I'm wondering what impact that's having on your members.
Yeah, it's a really good question. It is having an impact. I mean, we don't want to be involved in giving out infringements and the like. We try and use discretion and give out warnings, but our members, it's scary for them to be coming to work. Like health workers, they're exposed to the real risk of this. They deal with it at the coalface every day. I mean, unfortunately, members can turn up at a range of different things, accidents, brawls, if you like, a whole range of different matters. And we've had, you know, some criminals have deliberately coughed on them, spat at them. So a whole range of different issues that they face. And it's a frightening time to be out there.
Tass?
Yes, it's very, very disturbing to hear that. I have to say that at a personal level, Shane, I've noticed there's been an increased police presence here in my community, just police on horseback or police wandering around the streets, which is in many respects quite reassuring in this environment where, you know, you're not seeing a lot of people around, but every now and then a couple of police officers cruising down the street just provides a sense of security and a sense of safety, if I can say that. So I just want to acknowledge that first of all. But what is going on in the community? Why are there people who are ignoring the restrictions? Why do you think this behaviour is occurring, Shane?
Well, the vast majority, can I say at the outset, the vast majority are doing the right thing and they're adhering to the chief health officer's directions and they're staying at home. But we are seeing a range of people who are breaching those. Why do they do it? Look, I honestly don't know. It's selfish. It doesn't make sense. It places themselves at risk and it places others at risk. That's why we have a whole range of, as you said, police out in the community on horseback, out on foot, out on patrols. And that's our role, to support the chief health officer in his restrictions. And we're doing that by a whole range of different things. We've got Operation Central. We have 500 police officers every day checking on populous places, on businesses, on people who should be isolated. We've got the...
is this across the state, Shane?
Yeah. It's right across the state. And this is as well. We've got our patrols in all the commercial areas where, you know, we're concerned. We don't want to see a spike in burglaries. But it is concerning for us when we see people, you know, doing stupid things like holding house parties with 25 and 30 people. I mean, the risk of exposure from that, the spread of the virus, is just insane.
I thought your boss really hit it on the head, and I can quote him, which was, he said, "It's not a criminal offence to be a dickhead." And which I loved. And I mean, as you know, we've had Graham on the show a few times. I thought that really hit the nail on the head. It does worry me that, you know, so many people are breaking the rules, but people, you know, so many of the questions you see online, and you know, we get them here as well, people are looking for loopholes as to how they can actually get out there. And one of the biggest ones is, well, why can't I just go for a drive, even if I don't get out of the car? Why can't I just go for a drive? It is against the rules if it's not essential. But what people don't understand there, I think, is that ultimately we can't trust them not to, unfortunately. And if they do that enough, eventually they're going to have to fill their car up much before they normally would. So they are actually going to expose, you know, themselves and someone else. But why do you think the driving one is seems to be so popular, Shane?
I think people get cabin fever. Everyone's locked up inside for a long period of time, and you know, everyone wants to get out and get on with their life. They want to get some relief from being inside, potentially with, you know, just a small group of family, and to get out and have a break. But as you say, there's a whole range of issues arising just from driving. I mean, they could be involved in a collision, and then you've got emergency services who are having to respond and to someone who's potentially exposed, who could spread the virus. There's any number of different matters that can arise, and I think when you talk about the loopholes and people looking for them, I do want to reiterate, I think the majority of people are doing the right thing, but other occasions, like yesterday, we gave out a number of infringements because people went and held a refugee protest in Preston and drove around in cars. We had 26 cars driving around with people in them. I mean, we told them not to do it, and yet they went and did it. So guess what? Here's your fine, you know. It's a fine for stupidity. That's the reality. Mm. So why are people doing it? Sometimes, you know, you can't be prescriptive about every situation that people will find them in, and there'll be some ambiguity. And that's why I've encouraged my members to use common sense. And I've said, you know, before we fine anyone or anything like that, just think about, well, would you like your family member to be treated this way? And just give some clarity and move them on if we can. That's the type of thing we're trying to do in getting people to adhere to the directions.
Shane, I absolutely understand this notion of cabin fever, having now worked from home for the last 3 weeks and have hardly left the front door of the house. I can see why people have this desire to actually get in their car and do something. Shane, I wanted to just shift tack a little bit. Have there been any members of the police force who have come down with coronavirus, whether it be acquired through work or whether it be acquired in the community? Do you have a sense of that? Has the police force been affected in such a way?
We've had three members, I think, who've contracted coronavirus, not from on duty, as I understand. But they've obviously been isolation and a range of things. But we've had, at one stage, and the numbers drop now, but at one stage we had up to 300 members isolated, you know, having returned from overseas and things like that, and we're down now well less than 100. So it is a significant issue for us. But you know, when I said before about how scary it is for our officers, and I just want to say that just from my point of view, I just want to publicly give them a big thank you because they are doing a brilliant job in unprecedented times in support of the health agency. But the other, for example, the other night, our members went to a person who was suspected of and still is of having coronavirus, and four of them went there and had to assist the ambulance. As a result, when they find out subsequently that that this person is a potential coronavirus carrier, one of those members has a pregnant wife, another has young children, so they've now had to go and self-isolate in hotel rooms. Yeah. They can't go back to their family. So it really does impact on our members significantly.
And look, I think all of us, Shane, and you know, I've done this over the last few weeks, I want to acknowledge our emergency service workers, you know, our health workers, our police, our ambulance, that are out there on the front line and that are putting their lives on the line. And that when people do things that actually increase that risk, I've got no tolerance for that. You know, you can't fix stupid, but it turns out you can't quarantine it either. And, you know, people just need to understand stick with this for a while. People saying, oh, look, it's an erosion of civil liberty. Look, I understand all the arguments. You know, people complaining about hotel rooms, right? Do you, you know, I've lost my dignity. Do you want to lose your dignity as you assess it for 2 weeks, or do you want to be dead?
Well, yeah,
you know, that's
really good point.
That's the choice, isn't it?
Yeah. No, really good points, and I might have to use you can't pick stupid quote if you don't mind. I quite like that.
It's a good one, isn't it?
But can I just say as well, we've had fantastic support from the public in reporting people who are having those large social gatherings and breaching the restrictions that they should be adhering to. We've had unprecedented amounts of calls, thousands above what we normally would through our police assistance line, which is the 131444 number. But what we've actually done now, we've developed the capacity so people can report those breaches online rather than having to ring up, and that's via our police assistance line. So if anyone just jumps online and gets our police assistance line, they can report those breaches without having to talk to someone and be on hold for a period of time. They can just do it and fill in the form and submit it. So we'd be encouraging people to do it that way as well. But we've had tremendous support from the public in identifying what we say are those deliberate, obvious and blatant breaches that we need to be following.
And I hear there's been unprecedented levels of calls to the police force. A surge, in fact. Is that right?
Yeah. It's been quite astounding, the numbers over the last few weeks, especially since the state of emergency, yes.
I've got a bit of a left-field question for you, Shane. I can't resist.
Okay, give it to me.
Am I allowed to mow my nature strip?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. And I'll give you that. I'll give you that quote again, or that idea. They say you can't fix stupid, but it turns out you can't quarantine it either.
No, I love that. When you talk about the what if question, if I was to answer every what if question I've had, I'd be here for 1,000 years, you know. But I just put an overarching thing over the top of it, and it says,
"Go and tell us what's your favourite. What's your favourite, Shane?
Yeah, what's your favourite what if?"
Oh no! Look, there have been so many. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. It was one something to do with if I'm actually on my way somewhere but I'm not exempt, but I'm going to get exempt when I get there, and can I actually go there? But the distance was they were going to be exempt because they were going to get retail goods, but they were wanting to get, you know, from, say, Brunswick down to Flinders to get the retail goods.
Oh, right.
Just happens to be on the way to my holiday house.
Yeah. and as your boss says, it's not a criminal offence to be a dickhead, perhaps it should be.
It does sound a little bit like a case of the dog ate my homework over the weekend, and that's why I can't get it to you. I really apologise, but please give me an A anyway.
Look, unfortunately,
I think if we created that criminal offence that you just mentioned, we'd have a significant fight in the courts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, unfortunately, Shane, we're out of time. I really do appreciate your time, but most of all, we appreciate the work you and your members are doing. I know it's a really tough gig at the moment, as it is for the AMBOs and the health workers. Stick with it, because it's really important. It's actually going to save lives. So thank you so much
for
making the time. But thank you, and to you and your members, for helping keep Victoria safe in a different way on this occasion. It's stopping us all from getting infected, so thank you.
Thank you, mate. Good morning.
Good on you, Shane. Good on you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.